There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, it's Eric, welcoming you back to our shared sacred space here on Listen to Sleep. Together, we'll set sail on a voyage where mindfulness meets the hero's journey, and the quest for self-discovery unfolds like an ancient map, just waiting to be explored. Tonight's meditation is from our live Zoom call in the Awaken Your Myth community last week, and it delves into the most fundamental question that has puzzled philosophers, mystics, and heroes alike. Who am I? It's a question that beckons us into the labyrinth of our own being, where each twist and turn reveals another layer of our true self. For years, I navigated this labyrinth with the mind as my guide. But I've come to realize that the mind is but a single star in the constellation of our consciousness. Tonight, we'll journey deeper, guided by intuition, the wisdom of the heart, and the courage of the hero within us all. If you're looking for support to embark on a transformative hero's journey of your own, come join Awaken Your Myth. It's more than a community. It's a catalyst for change. You'll gain access to life-changing resources, participate in inspiring challenges, and benefit from live, empowerment-focused Zoom sessions. You'll also be a part of a supportive community that's with you every step of your personal hero's journey. And as a bonus, you'll enjoy unlimited access to all the premium Listen to Sleep Plus stories and meditations. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, there's no risk, only endless potential. Ready to transform your life into the one that's closer to your dreams? Visit awakenyourmyth.com and start your extraordinary journey today. I'm excited to welcome you. If you feel comfortable, go ahead and close your eyes. And just let your awareness move toward the breath. Noticing the sensations of the breath. The cool air coming in. warm air leaving. Rising your chest or your belly as you breathe in. And the falling of your chest or your belly as you breathe out. And just let your breath move to its natural rhythm, bringing your awareness from the breath to the body. Just noticing any sensations, emotions. Who are you today? Right now, in this moment. And let's just gently float that question out there. It's the start of every hero's journey. It's the reason we take hero's journeys. It's the answer that the hero's journey gives us on a deep, non-conceptual level. The answer to the question, who am I? Just noticing any responses in the body or the mind when we gently, with self-compassion, and most importantly, deep curiosity. Ask the question, who am I? Noticing how it feels to have that question hanging in the air. Does an answer want to come from the mind? I know for myself, for the longest time, when I would ask that question, the answer was, you idiot. And that was my mind, my conditioning, shutting down the conversation. Trying to end the curiosity, squelching the self-compassion, and receiving the gentleness with harshness. What happens for you when you gently, compassionately, and curiously let that question just hang there? And if the mind tries to answer, thanking it and saying, I'm not asking you. I am not asking you. Nice try. The hero's journey brings us a deep answer to this question that does not come from the mind, that does not exist as thought. It begins to open up our natural wisdom. Our intuition, our sense of knowing, instead of are thoughts and knowledge. Let's go deeper into the next stage of the hero's journey, the call to adventure. What is this? Again, just letting the question hang there, not looking for an answer from the mind. Thanking it gently if it tries to offer one, but knowing that we are going deeper. We are going prior to thought. We are going to who we are to find out what this is. This. Just this. Our sense of touch. Our sense of smell. Our sense of hearing. Our sense of taste. What we see and what we think. Our thoughts come just like all of our other senses, and they mean just as much. It doesn't matter if our thoughts want to tell us that they are us. We can see them for what they are, simply a stream of things happening. Like the sounds around us are a stream of sounds being heard, sights being seen, smells being smelled, sensations being sensed, and tastes being tasted. What is this? As we move to the next stage of our journey, we approach transformation from a viewpoint of knowing that that is for us. This is for me. This unknown is for me to find out who I am. This is for me. And transformation on the hero's journey is far more often a trip into the abyss, the dragon's cave, the belly of the whale, than it is a joyful skip through the tulips. But when we can approach those two things with the same viewpoint, this is for me. It takes the previous two questions and starts to let us see the answers. It takes our experience and translates it into self-knowledge. Deep self-knowledge. Wisdom. Intuition, way to authentically be in the world. And as we move through these transformations, and we burn away the conditioning, the fear, the doubt, the sense of being our thoughts, a new sense comes to the fore. As we heal, we realize, I am whole. I am whole. I'm not broken. I'm not a victim of life. I am whole. Let those words go deeply into your heart. The last part of our journey is always bringing this authenticity back to the community, this expression of who we are, our wholeness, our knowledge, our wisdom, our deep knowing that we've gained through this journey back to the community. That is our gift. That is what allows us to provide that glimpse of authenticity to others. I am connected to other people, to the world around me, to nature, to this planet that I am made entirely from parts of. I am connected. And this is our journey. Over and over and over, as we go more deeply into exploring who we are, we don't just get knowledge about ourselves. We learn who we are, but we learn who everyone else is. What the world around us is, and our connection to all of it.